This is Twit.
The big story this week is the iPhone. iPhone 8 launched yesterday, and here's the thing. I have been covering the iPhone for 10 years. I was outside the launch in New York City back in, gosh, when was that, 07 of June, for the original iPhone, which, by the way, I bought. I was basically at the Apple event in New York City, you know, 10,000 people lined up, crazy. And I'll never forget Apple, while I was covering the event, they're like, do you want to buy one of these phones? And I'm like, I didn't think I'd have that opportunity because I didn't wait in line. And sure enough, next thing you know, I'm taking out my credit card issued by CNET, and I am buying the phone. And later on, I asked my boss, I said, hey, would you split this with me so that we can, you know, so I don't have to pay this whole, I forget how much it was. I think it was $600. Seemed like a lot at the time, but now they're even more expensive. But anyway, so I got the original iPhone. And then, of course, you know, 10 years later, here we are with iPhone 8 and iPhone 10 coming out soon. But yesterday, what a crazy day. I show up at the Pasadena Apple store outside Los Angeles, which I always go to for the, you know, the iPhone launches, and I pull up there around 5 a.m. We, you know, we go on around 5:45 live, and there is not a person standing outside the Pasadena Apple store. And I am literally sitting there in my car as I drove by twice saying, wait a second, I'm looking at my watch. Did I get the wrong day? Did I get the wrong time? Is there a problem here? Was a launch called off? Did something happen overnight that I just didn't know about? I was so confused. I have never been to an Apple event where there's not a person standing outside. And I felt two things. I felt sadness because I said, wow, this is really sad. It's kind of weird. And I felt, I don't know what the other thing I felt was, but I just felt like, no, I was in the right place. So it's okay. But I felt like we had ourselves a story, because how strange is that? Apple is this company that is, you know, a behemoth, pretty much makes the top smartphone in the world, you know, as far as coverage goes, I mean, coverage wise and people that love it and all that kind of stuff, but no one's there. It was just an unbelievable sight to me. And I tweeted out a picture that, you know, kind of went viral yesterday. You can see it on my Twitter at Rich DeMuro if you want, but I couldn't believe it. I mean, I just said, I've never seen this in 10 years. Now, I've seen the lines go up and down over the years. Some years have bigger releases. Some years have better phones. If there's a new design, a new feature, people really go crazy over it. But this year, the iPhone 8 literally fell flat. Now, it didn't fall flat. I mean, obviously, people bought the phone. I mean, I have one sitting right here. This is a loaner from Apple. But, you know, I've been using it and checking it out. It's not a bad device. There's nothing wrong with the iPhone 8. But the problem is, where were all the people? Did they order it online? Are they waiting for the 10? Are they just uninterested at this point? But we're going to get the sales numbers in a couple months from Apple, and I guarantee they will sell a lot of these phones. In fact, I might even argue it might be a better phone to buy than the iPhone 10 at this point. But let's talk about the iPhone 8, some of the reaction from it. I've been using it for a couple of days now. And Tom's Hardware, they say the iPhone 8 is the fastest phone in the world. They say it's not even close to other phones. Now, the phone I was using before the iPhone 8 was the Note 8. And the Note 8, I thought, was pretty darn good. Pretty fast. Pretty sleek. Pretty slick. Nice design. And I thought that was a great phone. But here's the thing. When they did their tests, so I don't know what these numbers mean, but basically they did some sort of Geekbench test. iPhone 8 Plus gets a 10,400. iPhone 8 gets a 10,200. Galaxy Note 8 gets a 6,500. So I don't know, you know, what that means necessarily, you know, for as far as phones go. But I mean, you're talking, that is, I don't care what these numbers are, but that's a big divide between 10 and 6. So, you know, I you know, as far as the camera goes, I feel like it seems very similar. But when you look at DxOMark, they gave the iPhone 8 their best score ever, which is insane to me, because guess what my phone was before the Note 8? It was the Pixel. And the Pixel, to me, is literally, I could show anyone a picture from the Google Pixel, and no matter who they are, young, old, phone person, non-phone person, person who's into tech, person who's not into tech, and every single person had the same reaction to those pictures. Wow. That's unlike anything I've seen before. And I cannot believe that DxOMark says that the iPhone 8 Plus is their best smartphone they've ever tested.